Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Good morning. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host and usual, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
And in the studio, we also have sitting in with us a real expert when it comes to our topic today. We've got Dr. Wayne Beasley, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine from the Cedar Creek Veterinary Clinic in Williamston. Good morning, Dr. Beasley.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we appreciate having you in here. Before we begin with today's topic, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. The email address, if you want to contact us for comments or questions or suggestions, is mmpets@1320wils.com. And we want to remind you that each and every one of our shows is always uploaded onto the website at 1320wils.com. So you can always go back and listen if you miss a detail or you want some more information. Rick, this week we're going to have an interesting discussion about a concept that a lot of people have gotten into, and it seems to be a growing trend, and that has to do with putting in a water garden or a koi pond or something like that on your property, inside your house, or in your backyard. Rick, in doing my research for the topic today, I noticed that these all began in Asia. It seems like Japan and China, going back a couple of thousand years, people were very much building a garden area with natural waterfalls and these beautiful fish. I know here we call them carp, but these koi fish are really beautiful. And it seems like it started then, but now there's a lot of people who seem to be investing in it. Where has this industry gone? Why has this become so popular? Why are so many people doing it, do you think?
Wayne, go ahead. Do you have a comment you want to make there?
Well, I can only speak for myself in that having a water garden is just like having a little bit of nature in your own backyard. Not only do you have the pond with the fish, but you also have the surrounding plants, and that attracts birds, frogs, occasional turtle, but also dragonflies and everything else that completes a natural environment. So it's very relaxing to walk out and immediately be into a little bit of your own little nature garden.
Yeah, and we know that the water around our planet is that center of life. You know, most life teams where water and land meet, and this is exactly what you've got going. The one thing that I know, the neighbor right next door says, don't get rid of your pond ever because I love the sound of the waterfall. She never actually comes over too much to look at the actual fish. She just loves, she's a music teacher. And so everything noise-wise is really, really important to her, and she just loves the sound of that waterfall.
Well, and I can sure understand that because having lived on a lake for many years, I would love the sound of the water coming on the shore, and yet I, too, had a neighbor that had built a waterfall system at their property, and it is amazing the sound and the soothing that that creates and just the environment that it creates. It really is stunning. Well, after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to have a conversation in depth about how to go about building one of these ponds, either yourself or hiring someone out to do it, all the different considerations that you'll take with it, and we'll continue this conversation here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.